Oh, there we go. I'm jacked back in. Somebody rang the doorbell, and since I'm pre-recording, I had to pause, run back over there. Ugh. Don't worry, I also have a meeting to rush off to. Arrg. I wish I was retired, or could somehow convince the managers and leadership type people. People don't want to be in meetings all damn day.
Complain.
And putting meetings at lunchtime is a terrible idea. I swear. I hate it so much. Anyway. The COVID headline basically is that they're going to be charging a tax or a fee or some kind of penalty to unvaccinated Canadians in Quebec. And Boris Johnson apologizes because, hey, you know that party we talked about where they were going to have 100 people at the Prime Minister's house without masks or anything? Well, yeah, he's admitting that he was there at that party. Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologized Wednesday for attending a garden party during Britain's first coronavirus lockdown. During Britain's first coronavirus lockdown, Boris decided opposition intensity results in the Conservative Party, saying he must quit. Anyway, Boris Johnson in hot water because of partying during COVID. A lot of rich people are partying during COVID. We don't have time, so I'm sorry. This part is less put together than the rest. The economy cannot stay open. Omicron's effects ricochet across the U.S. It is dramatically...
It's a dramatic and scary place for the
States right now. Texas especially feels really bad. Schools going virtual, airlines canceling flights, pharmacies and testing centers closing temporarily, shelves emptying in grocery stores because of transportation delays, blood donations dropping to crisis levels for the first time ever, and the country's hospitals are becoming stretched. This is the grip of the Omicron variant in the U.S. Omicron may cause milder symptoms in some people, but its effects are ricocheting throughout America and creating some of the greatest challenges of the pandemic. We have supply shortages, we have transportation shortages that are a result of people being out because of COVID, and especially Omicron being so infectious, and that is obviously limiting the workforce, and limiting the workforce is creating some of the havoc we're all experiencing, said Ezekiel Emanuel, Vice Provost at the University of Pennsylvania. Noted, I'm right. I think, wasn't he a eugenicist? Anyway, Joe Biden has vowed to keep business and schools open, but some experts wonder if that's possible given the nature of Omicron and the lack of adequate measures to combat it. The economy can't stay open and schools can't stay open when so many people are getting sick, said Margaret Thornton, an educational researcher at Princeton School of Public and Internal Affairs. And we're going to run out of time, so that's what's going on. The U.S. acknowledges it can't stay open with everyone sick, but at the same time says the economy has to have everyone open. So, yeah, the United States is in bad shape. Meanwhile, people in...